Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys last week. Your first league of the year, 69-62 over Northeastern on Thursday, and then drove that game to Pat's team 75-58 on Saturday. Kind of get your views on the two games last week.
Well, first of all, happy to get over the hump. I think for us to be able to get that first win was really important for us and moving forward into the latter part of the season. And to be able to do it against a really good team in Northeastern who had really beaten us pretty good about 14 days before. So our guys were really excited, you know, to get that first win and wanted them to enjoy it. And then, you know, we lost a tough game on Saturday to Towson. You know, I think they're playing their best basketball this season and got off to a tough start and dug ourselves a big hole. You know, rallied back a little bit to make it somewhat of a game, but just couldn't get over the hump in that one. And got to get back to work, but very very happy for our group to be able to beat a very good team and you know, get back to work this week and head on the road for two tough games.
I know you 1-1. Yeah. No, I know you had said that you've seen some steady improvement from your team as the years gone along, but how much is it important to get a victory to kind of reinforce that and to make everything a little bit easier after getting one of those?
Well, I think it was a huge confidence boost for our guys, and especially to do against a team like Northeastern, who I think is one of the most talented teams in the league, and again, who had pounded us about 2 weeks ago. So it gives us confidence to know that if we play well, we can play with anybody in this league. And you know, we got to keep building off of that and kind of finding the formula that helps us win games. And you know, been on our guys to be better defensively. I know we haven't scored the ball as well as we would like and have struggled on the offensive end, but keep trying to find ways to manufacture points. But go back to kind of hanging our hat on who we can be and be on the defensive end, and to hold a team like Northeastern to 62 points. You know, I know we're capable of doing it. We got to believe that we can do it night in and night out.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Another big week for your freshman Ryan Daly, averaging 24 points, 6.5 rebounds in the two games last week. We've talked a lot about him, but are you surprised at all by the success he's able to have, and especially now because he obviously has got to be the focus of opposing defenses? Are you surprised that he's been able to continue with the numbers that he's been able to put up?
You know, he's a really good player, and you know, I think for a freshman to be able to do it as consistently as he has been really impressive. You know, I'm kind of waiting for him to hit that freshman wall. I don't want to curse myself by saying that, but you know, he's got the ball in his hands a little more than he probably had in the past. He's shot the ball well. He gets to the foul line. I think all his shooting percentages are going up. You know, we got to try to help other guys kind of get in a rhythm too, as defenses are keying for him. But want him to continue to be aggressive. I think he's in a great rhythm right now. Keep trying to find ways to help him score the ball for us. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to play as consistently as he has moving forward.
Just kind of building off that a little bit, you talked about last week, putting him a little bit more in the point guard role. Is that free him up and allow him to, as you said, score in some different ways? Was that part of the reason for doing that?
It was. I mean, he's kind of the ultimate playmaker for us. He was doing a little bit off the ball and kind of coming off some stuff and getting into some areas where he can be successful. But I think him initiating the offense has been important for us. He's been able to create some opportunities for other guys. I think before the game on Saturday in 7 league games, he only had 4 turnovers. So he's been really good with the basketball, and you know, something that he and I had talked about over the last couple of weeks to let him maybe get in a little better rhythm and getting him to initiate and ball screen for him more to attack out of that. It was great against Northeastern for us. It's something that we got to try to find a balance, especially because, you know, Anthony Mosley and Kasman Hayes, those guys are older guys. They've played well for us. I don't really want to completely take the ball out of Anthony's hands because he's been really good with it for us. But, you know, I think we are at our best on the offensive end when Ryan is handling it and initiating the offense and can get in there and create for others.
You got Eric Carter back in starting lineup in the game against Northeastern. He came through with 11 points. Talk about what he brings to that team.
Well, he's an important guy for us. He's a very cerebral basketball player, really knows how to play. You know, he's been dealing with a foot injury, kind of turf toe joint problem. He's not 100%. You know, he was a little disappointed with how he was playing. So we spent some time together, and I think it was important for me to kind of give him some confidence and get him back in a rhythm. I thought he did a good job on Thursday night against Northeastern, being a low post presence for us, rebounding the basketball. Again, he helps us flow on the offensive end, and we got to continue to try to develop that. And, you know, I want him to be in a better rhythm heading into the latter part of the season. And I think by starting him and putting him with that first unit, it's really helped his confidence.
You guys head out on the road Thursday to face William and Mary, and we've touched on home and then on the road. What are you looking to see from your team on Thursday to maybe make some strides with these away games?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we got to find a better way to be more competitive on the road. I think in the beginning of the season, we went to some tough environments. We went to Bradley, we went to LaSalle, we went to Seton Hall, and we were very competitive. Lately, we've struggled. We've gotten off to some tough starts. I think we're trying to search and think as a staff, trying to find different ways to get us really ready to play at the opening tip. And again, I think this confidence of having won a game and beaten a really good team in Northeastern can help us. You know, each matchup is different too. You know, Towson was a tough matchup for us. They beat us twice, kind of a big, strong, physical team. You know, William and Mary, more spread the out skilled, can really shoot it. Maybe it's a little better matchup for us in how we play. But again, it goes back to, we're just trying to improve as a basketball team, and kind of that's been my theme with our group all the last couple weeks. We came in this morning, we did some skill work, we'll come back in this afternoon, kind of focus a little bit more on William and Mary and, you know, trying to help our team get better. And that's kind of where we are right now, and just want to try to improve as a basketball team heading into the end of January and middle part of February.
All right, Martin, thanks for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Take care.
Thank you. You too.